going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our 5G Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. I saw Zach Lowe on his ESPN basketball podcast just ripping Luka for his defense last night. And, you know, he's drawing comparisons to game 1 and 2 against Phoenix in the second round a couple of years ago, saying it's just amazing that it takes Luka being embarrassed on these massive stages in the playoffs to start trying on defense. You know, the takeaway continues to be for a lot of insiders is, hey, you don't have to go very far either on the court or off the court to find reasons that you would consider it. You know, you just don't do it for what you did it for. Yeah. But I think this is one of those moments today where maybe the Lakers fans, you know, you can see their reaction to it and they're blaming Luka.
Yeah.
You know, so it is definitely an interesting story. Obviously, you'd rather have the Mavs together with Luka right now, because the biggest problem in LA isn't Luka or LeBron. It's their lack of perimeter defenders and it's their lack of size. And that's something that took the Mavs 5 or 6 years really to build around Luka right up until the very end. They had just barely gotten it right. And, you know, we'll see if the Lakers can put that kind of team around those two guys before LeBron has to retire, but I don't imagine they can. I mean, that is a massive undertaking to get 2 or 3 bigs and 2 or 3 perimeter defenders. I feel like maybe they got one in Dorian Finney-Smith. I guess Vanderbilt, Gabe Vincent can be decent, you know, deep run rotational players as well. Anyway, that story in the NBA playoffs continues to turn tonight, and so does the Rangers. Pregame's coming up at 6:30. Here's Wolchuk.
Yeah, I need to find a way to hit against J.P. Sears, which has been a struggle for the Rangers, as it's a lefty-on-lefty matchup. Patrick Corbin on the bump. Rangers did stack up a lot of righties in the lineup, as Kevin Pillar is going to be leading off. That's an interesting move.
They did that
move
last time they played him.
And, you know, hey, so some different looks here with Pillar, yeah. Bagashioka, Langford, Heim, Simeon. Josh Young is in the lineup, playing third, batting at the bottom of the order, along with Adolis Garcia, Jake Berger. And then how about Josh Smith? He's going to be batting ninth. So Bruce Bochy is really trying to kind of stack and maneuver some things around.
Yeah.
Maybe you're putting some people, you know, at the bottom of the order once you turn it over. Maybe some RBI opportunities. But we'll see. I mean, he's certainly doing everything he can to try and get this thing going.
There was when they faced Sears the other night, they had a real problem with his sweeper.
Yeah.
You know, he was throwing that thing, and it was like throwing it like 74 miles an hour. It was crazy. How he was just, you know, presenting that, and he'd come back, and that was the night too that they got that guy that throws nothing but gas, the young kid, and I'm sorry,
Miller,
Miller, yeah, Mason. Miller, Mason Miller, yeah, he was just, that was a game they came in, it was just
he's awesome. Filthy,
but that Sears, they had a hard time you know, getting really good swings on him because the way he was kind of very
the mile per hour. Yeah,
the speed.
It's kind of what helps Cody Bradford too.
Yeah, he was changing speed and it that sweeper, that curb, whatever you want to call it, it was just going up there so slow and the Rangers were not timing it up very well that night.
I guess the hope is like you see him twice in what is it 2 weeks, maybe even less.
Less than a week. Yeah, maybe that's his last start.
Maybe that's helpful. Yeah. Dane Dunning, his contract was selected from AAA Round Rock. We talked to CY earlier. So he's going to be in the bullpen. And Walter Pennington, the lefty, was actually acquired by the Baltimore Orioles via a waiver claim. So he is no longer part of the Texas Rangers lineup. What are some things we've learned about the Rangers as the first month has come and gone? This is from buddy Sean McFarland.
Well, the offense isn't fixed, Wolchuk.
Yeah, I think that's... that's certainly a good one to look at. They rank dead last in runs scored, second to worst in on-base percentage. They're sixth worst in batting average, sixth worst in OPS. This is through 28 games. Just 32 teams in baseball history have averaged those numbers or worse through the first 28 games of the season. Most recently was last year's historically awful Chicago White Sox. Yeah, it's not a good read. You certainly don't want to ever be in that company.
Are you with me here? We got like 2 or 3 weeks, and then
I'm with you.
We're gonna hit the crap. I don't know what we're doing, but we're doing something.
Yeah, I think 40 games is kind of a good number for me. And then you might be what you are.
It's crazy they brought Dane Dunning back up. You look at his numbers. Guy's rocking a 5.5 with a 1.5 whip.
It must just be, hey, you're in this stretch of no off days, and you're feeling
we're gonna have
like
a carousel coming.
Yeah, we just need a fresh arm.
Well, the no off days, but what's his one thing that he's able to do?
Eat innings.
That's exactly innings right.
Eater.
Yeah,
Patrick Corbin and Dane Dunning.
Lats was that guy during the series that they had the last two series, and
he went yesterday.
Yeah, he did a great job of kind of taking the ball and getting 4 or 5 innings out of that, even when they were down a little bit. So that's probably why they're doing this for sure.
Yeah, the good news is, Rangers still have the 6 most wins in the American League, 15 and 13.
Hey, Dawson, it's Jackson Dart's family again, in case you haven't noticed.
Man, they love showing these folks constantly.
The mom did go viral.
Yeah, mom's pretty nice.
Yes.
Good looking mom.
They thought she was quite milfy. Did the draft fans out there.
And she's looking for the hat. She wants the hat. Where's
the
hat?
Hey, give us the Giants hat.
Where's the hat?
I wonder what Gio would think of her. Maybe we can get a scouting report from him for G-Bag of the Day tomorrow. Josh Schmidt, though, has been phenomenal. 7 positions that he's already played this year. He played right field against the Giants on Saturday. The versatility has been incredible. He ranked 2nd on the team in OPS only to Wyatt Langford, who, by the way, Wyatt Langford has been unbelievable. I mean, you mentioned him earlier, but he's been slashing this past week, 522, 577, 913, first 6 games off the IL. He's got a 1.2 war, 2nd among all left fielders in baseball behind only Stephen Kwan of the Cleveland Guardians. His OPS of 1106, best among all left fielders with at least 70 plate appearances. Other 3 left fielders with 6 or more home runs. He's tied for 2nd with the most homers among outfielders. And to me, I mean, this is a guy that, not only is he going to be probably a shoo-in to be an all-star, if he's able to continue this, I don't think you're really above your skis there where you mentioned MVP conversation. Wyatt's going to be, if you're putting up these kind of numbers and he can do this consistently, absolutely. The rest of the league needs to take notice.
The shoe fits. I do think Wyatt Langford's that good. I get the feeling every time he's going out there, he's going to go 2 for 4 with a bomb tonight, probably 3 RBI.
They need it.
So I'm leading him off or Josh Smith, but I need these two guys hitting 1-2. Yeah, there's not an excess of quality hitters. I think it's getting cheeky putting Smith at 9th.
A little cheeky. It might be. We'll see. We'll see if it works.
Let's not overcomplicate this. Yeah, the higher you are in the order, the better chance you have of hitting multiple times every game.
I think one of our last hopes is just like, could we get some consistency of Langford and Seager both in the lineup at the same time? You know, that's one of those.
That'd be nice.
That's one of those things that as you're trying to grasp for optimism.
Maybe sprinkle a little Josh Young in there.
Yeah, Josh Young obviously being consistently in the lineup. That could go a long way for us all.
Looking up at the board again, they just showed a Tyler Shuck with his granddad. They both looked about the same age.
Yeah. You're awful.
He was hugging. I couldn't tell who the quarterback was and who the granddad was.
Wow. I have, maybe a record-setting number of bleeps I had to squeeze into like a minute, 20-second clip, but we'll get to it tomorrow of Saints fans going live after the Shuck selection.
Well, Bobby's
they weren't happy. We're not pleased.
Bobby's not probably the Shuck pleased. Whisperer. He's the one guy that's
he's a Shucksman?
He thinks can be pretty good. He also is a big Kellen Moore guy, though.
Right.
So
he can go shuck himself.
That goes hand in hand, no doubt. All right, let's go to the Colorado Rockies, who are 4-23. That's good for a winning percentage of 148. As of right now, they're on pace for a record tying 121 losses. The Chicago White Sox.
Yeah,
White Sox.
When the Rangers do there, they'll sweep the Rangers like they did last year. Remember how bad they were? They'd won like 7 games last year, and the Rangers went in there and lost 3 straight.
You know, we don't need to bring that up, Ryan.
But do you remember that? It was crazy how that
it was pretty disgusting.
It was disgusting.
That's not company you want to be part of. Yeah. I know Hagee mentioned this during Crosstalk, but I did think it's worthy of bringing up because we love toilet talk on this show. But the fancy Japanese toilets, the Dodgers specifically installed this into their clubhouse to boost their odds of signing Roki Sasaki. Clearly it worked.
I'm kind of bummed that we haven't found out that the Rangers also did this because they were obviously trying. For Sasaki.
They didn't go for the dryer part of it.
I figured
they
should have put go all in toilets. For this. And then even if you don't get them, it's still a win for everybody else.
I think as soon as you become aware of the Japanese toilet and you have the resources to install them, it's a done deal the next day.
Let me tell you this. You guys have not spent many times in a locker room, a pro team locker room bathroom situation.
It's not good.
No.
These dudes do not care at all about what's going on in that bathroom. There's a lot of...
You don't think they would appreciate a nice Japanese toilet?
Not at all. They're pooping on the floor and peeing on the floor.
Who's pooped on the floor? Give us the locker room where you saw poop on the floor.
I'm just telling you, bro, there's paper, there's unflushed commodes, there's nothing...
Newspaper on the floor.
There's nothing... A program. No, the actual game program is on the floor, right?
Okay, that's fine.
So, but there's dudes that don't even flush the commode. There's nothing worse than walking into a stall... And it not even being flushed.
That's why you get a Japanese toilet that flushes itself.
I think athletes don't give a damn.
Well, we don't have a lot of Japanese football players.
It's got a self-cleaning nozzle. Yeah. It's got a deodorizer. This could fix a lot of the disgust problems.
You could have a Japanese fire hose hooked to that thing, and it wouldn't help some of those dudes.
It's got heated seats. Are you kidding me? An NFL player wouldn't perk up to heated seats.
A little bun toaster?
Yeah. No.
Count me in.
I think if you created a Japanese toilet portion of the restroom, and if you were responsible enough, like your self-manager badge in your elementary school, you guys have these, then you got the added privilege.
It's worse than our
You have to earn the right to crap in the Japanese.
I mean, clearly the Dodgers can
it's worse than ours.
Get
you
guys coordinated.
On the floor, though. I mean, that's no,
I'm telling you, man, there's like you go into a locker room stall in an NFL. No, that's why Zach Martin was even talking about it, right?
He was complimentary of FedEx Field.
Yeah.
The amount of toilets.
Yeah, just the quantity.
The quantity. So, yeah, so he could take Game Day magazine in there and blow the back end of it out and not flush.
So I'm ordering.
You got Zach Martin, the Hall of Famer, being a non-flusher?
I'm just telling you, bro, I've walked into many of those things.
I feel like he's got more respect for his teammates.
Honestly, you'll throw up your pregame meal with some of the stuff that goes on in those things.
Okay, so we need at least 20 of them.
I respect your first-hand
source knowledge. I like this storyline, but we could have attendance. We could have attendance cleaning after every use, in between uses. We're going to elevate our toilet game.
Better be a high.
You're trying to take us back to the Stone Ages, where we just accept that the restroom is going to smell like poop and pee constantly.
It is.
Okay, it's socially acceptable.
That's why Zach Martin liked more restrooms, because he can go to two or three others that they've blown out the other four. I'm just telling you, bro, that most teams, you want to put the Japanese toilet in there? Yeah, most players won't give a damn because they're going to blow it out.
We are going to ask every single Rangers player for the rest of the baseball season, every Tuesday, we're going to ask them how they'd feel about a Japanese toilet situation.
Well, I want to make sure we ask every player guest in Oxnard, the NFL standpoint.
Yeah, what's the grossest
that's
thing?
That's true,
Do you think you guys could handle this?
You ever seen poop on the floor?
Rangers
was
player
Zach Martin
show.
A non-flusher?
Tomorrow at 3:20.
It's disgusting.
Rangers player show tomorrow.
Pre-game meal.
What are we learning
right
in college? What are we learning in college if we're arriving in a pro environment and we can't go
players,
in the toilet?
Players don't care. They just don't. They leave it in the commode. And you walk in there, it's like you're just sick.
Yeah, that's like terrible.
Like we did some people okay. do it up here, by the way.
I know it's bad.
We had the Hep really C situation. Bad. Yeah, up here.
It makes me wonder if they're getting some sort of fetish deal out of that. That's just me. I mean,
hey, don't be kink shaming now.
We got a sports hodgepodge. We'll throw off to the pregame show coming up next here to the G-Bag Nation and the fans.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Pre-game's coming up here in 10 minutes. This segment of the nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid if you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids as well. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And Jared Sandler's Rangers preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Chief, let's wrap this thing up with the sports hodgepodge.
Let's do it, man. The viral question of the weekend. Could 100 dudes beat one gorilla in a fight to the death match? We kicked this around for a moment with CY. I thought that was a great question by you, Dawson.
Thank you.
I'm surprised he was able to find a little laughter in this time. He was searching for one ever since he woke up this morning. He was looking for a chuckle.
I was wondering going in how his sense of humor would be after a play like that.
I thought
he did a good job answering the questions, though.
Yeah, he did.
He did. He always does. He's a beast.
Yeah, he's not soft like Brandon Bean or whoever that is, the GM in Buffalo. GM. He's not going to say we're just bitching. He's like, no, these are legitimate questions, and we want to win, and he wants to win. We can't get Little League walk-offed.
When it comes to the human, right, there's a wide range of ability, power, speed, and skill. And if you're going to try to pull this off, at least half of those 100 have to be hand-picked, you know?
I'm thinking all 100.
All 100?
I think every single one of those dudes has to be a true menace. You have to be a psycho. Everybody that's putting their name in the hat to be one of the 100 obviously has to be willing to die.
Yeah.
Because a lot of casualties are going to be there.
And we're going to need to train for a while.
Agreed.
Because we're going to need coordinated moves.
Yes.
We got to get around this thing. Yes. We got to bring this thing down and then pin his arm somehow.
There's no way you're going to pin his arms. There's no way.
Arm pin is not happening. But
this
is going
to pop nothing.
You get a Brock Lesnar for a rear naked choke?
No.
Hang on for life?
Nah, Brock's going to get snapped like a breadstick, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the Gracie brothers to come.
He's going
to
eat through them, too.
We're going to study for 6 weeks. And we're going to need like some really fancy arm bars.
Yeah, and this isn't like the number one overall pick of gorillas, right? This is just your run-of-the-mill gorilla.
We get the weakest one to tear through like 100 guys real fast. There's nothing you can do about
it, bro. Okay, but what?
What are you going to do? You have like a line, like a lineman first?
We're circling them up, I'm imagining. I'm trying to go full 360 on them.
Oh, so like a Bruce Lee movie, one at a time getting the ass.
No.
Got to try to distract them. Yeah, we definitely can't line up like a kung fu movie.
Yeah. No, I mean, the first 20 dudes know their life is lost here.
Yeah, appreciate
you
the sacrifice.
You have to determine who you're sacrificing. And what you might need to do is go low into the legs. Try and, like, knock him down.
No man wins, Broadus. You know that better than anybody.
Probably got to go 10 mil for every family as well. Live or die, you're getting 10 mil, so you're taking care of your family. I think that'd get a lot of hands in the air.
Oh, it would. Yeah, we got crazy people that are down.
Well, thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and fits you. Just went 4.5
Man,
flawless.
I was trying to Google up a gorilla fight because you'll never see anything like this in your life.
Thanks to Woolchuck and Chia Follow and Broadus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation, Eddies.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.